Well, we know that younger drivers seem to come in for a lot of stick all the time. That magical P plate that sits on the back of the car. They do everything wrong. We don't like them. And they come in for a lot of stick. But there's also another group that seems to get targeted potentially unfairly, and that is drivers at the other end, the elderly drivers. And there has been some interesting studies come out at the moment from Western Sydney University. And joining us to talk to a little bit more about that at the moment is Dr. Christy Coxon. Christy, do you think it's a little unfair that the elderly drivers come in for a bit of stick too?
Well, we've just been able to do quite a large community trial looking at older drivers aged 75 years and older, and some of our results have been quite encouraging.
Excellent. So can you tell us some of the results that you have been finding when you've been putting elderly drivers through their paces?
Certainly. So what we did is we enrolled 380 older drivers aged 75 years and older into a large community trial. We looked at their driving exposure, so how much they drive per week at the beginning of our study, and we actually found that drivers who had lower function drove less kilometres over the week, and older drivers with lower confidence tended to take shorter trips and stayed closer to home. Our research has also looked at whether we could use some education to help people, you know, continue to make these sensible adjustments to their driving as they age or as their function changes. And we found that we were able to help people become more ready to make those decisions, but actual mileage did not change.
Well, we know too, Dr. Christy Coxon, that a lot of elderly drivers do start to sort of self-manage a bit of that. I've got a family member that's in the early 70s, and knowing that eyesight is not what it was, just has elected not to drive at night. So I guess you're finding too that many of those in the survey, from what you're telling us, is that many are starting to self-manage in that regard as well.
Most certainly we did, yes, that's exactly what we found. And in fact, for a number of reasons, older drivers tend not to be driving very much at night. Just under half of our cohort of older drivers actually did venture out at night. And some of that most certainly will be self-managing their driving skills and matching that to their driving exposure and driving when they feel most comfortable and confident. But another part of that is to our out-of-home activities change as we get older, and we also found that it's likely that older people don't venture out as much at night because they don't have a need to.
Oh, that's a fair call, I guess. Now, what about moving forward? We know that we do all of our licence stuff when we're in late high school or thereabouts. You get the licence and there's pretty much not a lot else happens during that time. Any thoughts on perhaps some ideas for those years in between? So maybe some more studies, some more driver testing, some more exams. Do you think this would be a good idea?
Look, I think there are different opinions about this particular question and whether or not we should look at having extra exams for drivers throughout the course or the lifespan of their driving. Our study really didn't touch on whether or not that would improve road safety outcomes, but what we did find is that older people don't tend to plan for their retirement from driving, and it is very hard to help reduce the amount of driving that people do on the road. So maybe that the research that we have done suggests that there is a need for more comprehensive programs to help older people manage their need for transport in later life, and whether that includes driving or becoming connected with other forms of transport, whether that be public transport, taxis, or the use of other community transport services.
Yes, it does bring into a whole lot of other questions as well, but great to see that all is well with the elderly drivers. Christy, we can go back to picking on the P-platers again. Thank you so much for your time. That's Dr. Christy Coxon. She is a lecturer in occupational therapy at Western Sydney University. 2NURFM 103.7.